passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Traveling overland in the punishing climate of the desert Southwest during the mid-19th century took its toll on the U.S. Army.
Following the Mexican-American War, political and military minds had seen the lack of water on the western frontier. They were truly losing soldiers, horses, and mules because of dehydration.
Doug Baum is owner-operator of the Texas Camel Corps, a business that offers camel treks through Monahan Sandhill State Park and Big Bend State Park under conditions similar to what the U.S. Camel Corps experienced in the mid-1800s.
As early as the time that we were fighting at the Alamo, this idea was proposed, and it would be 20 years before camels were actually purchased and unloaded on the coast of Texas.
On May 13, 1856, the first group of camels arrived from Tunisia at the port of Indianola in Lavaca County. After some training, the Army caravanned the animals to their permanent home at Camp Verde between San Antonio and Kerrville.
They arrived in 1856 and promptly went to work.
The camel's ability to go long distances without water and in sweltering Texas heat allowed the Army to finally successfully explore the Big Bend region. The Corps operated until the end of the Civil War, when it was disbanded and the camels sold to private citizens and the circus. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.